What we're doing here in Denver, we're going to be meeting at Cheeseman Park, starting to gather around 9 a.m. And then at 10 a.m., we will begin our march and then kind of circle back to Cheeseman. And then we're just going to literally hang out and have lunch, have a picnic. Hopefully people will bring some food. You know, we're not sure if we're going to be able to have food to give out to people, but that is a hope of ours. And, you know, just hanging out and sharing community, fellowship over food, and really talking to one another. You know, I think a lot of these marches and rallies, we have speakers and presenters and things like that. And so we thought, you know, let's just actually talk to one another. And so that's our plan, is to get together and march and be part of this unified global movement. And then locally, just, you know, network and collaborate and create community.
Pride is mentioned in the title of the event. June is Pride Month, and later in the month there's going to be big Pride Fest celebration in Denver. So what is the March for Equality and Pride? What is the mission behind that?
Absolutely, great question. So the whole mission behind this event is to mobilize the LGBTQ community along with their allies in that fight for equality, right? And recognizing within this march specifically, those who have been silenced, neglected, victims of violence, you know, by being just simply a part of the LGBT community. And so we seek to, as a parent of a child that identifies with the LGBT community, I personally seek to support and uplift and empower not just people within the community, but from my stance, mostly, you know, family and friends and allies, you know, who seek to understand and be part of, you know, a solution rather than part of the problem.
There was a lot of concern right after the election of Donald Trump, particularly when the cabinet was being assembled and when we had Mike Pence as vice president and his previous proclamations against the LGBTQ community. And now, of course, is Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. What is at stake and what are some of the very specific issues facing the LGBTQ community that you're concerned about?
You know, I can't speak to the deeper issues. Again, I know from my perspective as a parent, my concerns revolve around issues just simply to exist, right? To be able to be employed, to go to school, to use whatever bathroom they wish to use, to be identified and referred to however they wish to be referred to, and to be protected from violence, making sure that laws aren't decreased, that laws don't disappear, and certainly that new laws don't come into play that would give permission for those kinds of hateful, divisive acts that often are perpetuated against the LGBT community.
In a lot of marches, really nearly every weekend since the election, there has been gatherings happening around the country and right here in Denver. Do you see any of the energy wavering at any point, or do you still see the passion and the energy that's bringing people to the streets for all these different issues?
Mm-hmm. So as one of the organizers for the Women's March on Denver, you know, that was a phenomenal event. That was worldwide, you know, millions of people gathered. And so, you know, I would be remiss to say no, that energy has not waned. Of course, it has since January after the election. But the fact that there has been continually marches every weekend since says to me, again, that we've taken on this idea that it is, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. That it, we're in for the long haul. And, you know, I firmly believe in the power of marches and bringing people together. Since the Women's March in January, I've attended the Tax March and the Climate March. And, you know, there's just an incredible energy around all of these marches where people are eager to collaborate and network with one another and get to know one another and share stories and share resources and experiences. So I certainly am not going to say, oh, it's, you know, we're just roaring full speed like we had back in January. But I'd say we sort of, you know, we're down to a dull roar, you know, but it's a roar nonetheless.